The first reading for the festival of St. John is written in the Revelation to St. John, chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 John chapters 1 and 2. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him, and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, there's always a struggle when it comes to these festival days that honor people. Putting forth a natural-born person before your eyes just seems out of place. For the focus is always to remain upon Christ and what he has finished for you. To place a person, at least a natural-born person, before your eyes might give you the impression that it's all about you and what you do, how you measure up. If everything that is preached is all about St. John on today, the festival of St. John, wouldn't you inevitably measure yourself according to his standards? What have you done to be as faithful as he was? Are you a failure because you haven't done as much as St. John? Or because you haven't done anything as St. John? Well, know this, dear Christians. St. John was a sinner, just like the rest of mankind. And he is called a saint only because, just as Abraham, St. John believed in the fully atoning merits of Christ and it, namely his God-created faith, was accounted to him for righteousness. The focus is still and always will be on Christ Jesus. St. John would have it no other way. St. John, the apostle and evangelist, whom the church around the world commemorates today, wrote about Jesus these words: "Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Indeed, if there were an account of every work carried out by Jesus, from creation at the beginning of time, to the miracle of people around the world who are being baptized at this very moment, to those whose sins are being forgiven right now, to all the millions in far-flung nations who are receiving the holy body and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness, life, and salvation on this very day, if the magnitude of all that he continues to deliver to the world were recorded, there wouldn't be enough trees to make the paper to make the books. And there isn't a mainframe large enough to hold all of the information. Even the universe would begin to run out of room. The works of Jesus are beyond comprehension, and yet they are personal, quite personal. Jesus is not racking up big numbers on a tote board. Rather, he simply comes to you as his humble and beloved people. Instead of giving you a book bigger than the world itself, chronicling every work of Jesus, the blessed evangelist wrote that which the Spirit inspired him to write, proclaiming the word necessary for your life and salvation, as he testifies. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Written so that you may believe and have life in his name. This is the work of God through the Holy Evangelist. As the Gospel according to St. John teaches you, St. John's task is bearing witness about these things. And he has written these things, and you know that his testimony is true. St. John was not a fiction writer, an essayist, a philosopher, or just some sort of a bright wit. Rather, he was an eyewitness, a disciple, an apostle, a minister of the gospel, a bishop, a man to whom the Lord appeared miraculously, giving revelations to John, commanding him to, quote, write what you see in a book, end quote. John was inspired to write that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life. Because the Lord used John to record his word, you Christians, living 20 centuries later, can continue to read, pray, sing, memorize, teach, and proclaim God's word. St. John was called to write the gospel that bears witness to the life of your Lord, unambiguously declaring him to be God in the flesh. He also was inspired to write 3 letters to the Christians back at his time, teaching you through those letters what comes about because of what Jesus finished for you, teaching you that God is love, and warning you about false teachers in the last days. And John also was inspired to pen the final book of Scripture, the Revelation, the Apocalypse of the Lord Jesus Christ, Scripture that, against what most people believe to be confusing, comforts you in showing you the glories that await all believers in heaven, as well as putting forth prophecies that will be unsealed when the time of their fulfillment takes place on the Lord's final advent. St. John's testimony, thanks to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is so powerful in part because of its simplicity. John's Greek is the easiest to read, and his portrait of Jesus most clearly confesses the Lord's divinity and his humanity. The beloved summary of the gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life, of course, is from the Gospel of St. John. John 3:16, and it reveals God's unlimited atonement. As a preacher, by the grace of God, John did not shrink from proclaiming God's law, nor did he hold back in lavishing the good news of the forgiveness of sins, tenderly calling his hearers, as you heard in his epistle, my little children, and constantly pointing them back to the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he was brought to call the propitiation of your sins, and not for yours only, but also the sins of the whole world. Indeed, John, by the inspiration of the Spirit, yet again, through the use of the word propitiation, which means sacrifice, substitute, in his epistle reveals yet again the blessed doctrine of Christ making full satisfaction, Christ's unlimited atonement. St. John, in his writings, constantly holds before you the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the sacrifice whose blood sets you free, and that Jesus is also a real physical man who dwells in real space and time. Motivated by love and carried out by blood, the Lord Jesus Christ is truly the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is an advocate with the Father and the propitiation for your sins. He is the light of the world. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Word that was with God, and the Word that became flesh and tabernacled among you and continues to tabernacle among you in, with, and under the bread and the wine. You know all of these things about your Lord Jesus Christ because of St. John's inspired by the Spirit ministry as an evangelist and preacher of the good news, one sent out by the Lord to proclaim the simple truth that God is light, and if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses you from all sin. You don't have to sit there and ponder about measuring yourself against the standards of St. John. He was an imperfect sinner, and yet a saint by grace through faith, used by God. You don't even have to ponder measuring yourself according to the standards of Jesus. He was the sinless one, the perfect one, who was not used by God, but who is God. Any measurement should always be according to God's Ten Commandments. And your only rescue from the result of that measurement, which will always leave you falling short, your only rescue is what God brought St. John to write for you. Your only rescue is the sending of the Son to gain for you the full forgiveness of your sins, so that you'd be brought to confess your sins, and God, who is faithful and just, would forgive you your sins and then cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Your only rescue is the sending of the Son to gain for you the forgiveness of your sins so that you may believe in his name and have eternal life. To him who loves you and has freed you from your sins by his blood and has made you Christians, a kingdom of priests, to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.